Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. On January 1st, new tax credit laws went into effect for the biofuel industry, and our next guest says it will likely reduce the number of players in that field, of which his South Carolina company is one. Joe Renwick is founder of Green Energy Biofuel. He joins us by phone from his company's headquarters in Winnsboro, South Carolina. Bio Joe, welcome back to the program.
Hello, Mike. Thanks for having me back. Glad to be here.
Yeah, so tell us about the new tax credit laws affecting your industry this year.
The big change is for biodiesel production companies, when they would make the fuel in the past, they would be able to generate what's called a RIN, which is a renewable identification number that gives them basically like a carbon credit, right? For every gallon they make, they generate a RIN, and that goes to the production company. And that system is, to an extent, still in place. But the big thing is the $1 per gallon blender's credit that essentially wouldn't go directly to the biodiesel production facility. It would go to the person that blends diesel fuel with biodiesel to make it ready for market use and for sale. So now the new credit system gives a RIN to the producer as it was. But the big thing is now the production credit goes directly to the producer of the fuel, and it does not go downstream to help pull through demand on the retail side. So since all the different years that I've been on the show, the technology really has changed, and it's gone from where you had to have amazing, beautiful, like virgin soybean oil crushed fresh from the soybean itself in order to make fuel is how the industry started. And then every year that the industry has been alive, they've been learning new ways to make good quality fuel with lower quality oils. And so like soybean oil traditionally is really expensive because it's virgin, never used. Whereas if you collect used cooking oil from a restaurant, that has a lower value and lower quality. But the big difference now is they're only giving a dollar per gallon production credit if you use a recycled oil or fat in order to make that gallon of fuel. Whereas soybean oil has always been the highest in demand. Now it actually receives the lowest credit in this new credit system that you cannot make a dollar a gallon if you use soybean oil. So now farming and agriculture nationwide is impacted because the value currently of soybean oil is actually less than the value of used cooking oil that we collect and get and refine from restaurants. It's crazy.
And so how is this going to specifically affect your company here in South Carolina?
Luckily, we don't make soybean oil. And so our claim to fame has always been that we recover fats, oils, and grease from different waste streams. And so for us, business is good, because what we produce will get the big companies the highest credit that they can possibly qualify for.
And so your product will be in demand by the big companies, so they're your customers.
Yes, but Big Oil has invested hundreds of millions of billions of dollars in creating these renewable diesel plants that can make close to 1 million gallons a day of finished product fuel. But they also now don't have any guidelines of how to operate their plant to understand how the credit system is going to work. And so every day, if you make 1 million gallons a day, but you don't know the credit system and how well it's going to pay you back, you could be losing crazy sums of money, or you might get lucky. So in this industry, in this biodiesel industry, this is like the sixth time that the industry has been uncertain about the future, unsure about where things are going to go. And so this is nothing new. Everybody that has made it through this industry this long is battle tested. But there are a lot of new entities and new players, and Big Oil has invested heavily in this industry now. And so I'm really curious to see where this is going to come out on the other end, because the little guys will not be able to weather the storm, and many of which have already closed. And so right now, here we are, another roll of the dice in this crazy industry that we're in.
Yeah, it sounds like a roller coaster for you and your peers there, Joe.
Yes.
Thank you so much for the update, and we'll check in with you maybe later in the year when you know more.
Always like to talk to you, Mike. Always happy to share what I know that's going on in the world.
Biojo Renwick is founder of Green Energy Biofuel in Winnsboro, South Carolina. We will have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org, where you can hear this show again. And remember, you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.